Today's gospel, excuse me, is about evangelism. In the first part, when Jesus is rejected in his own town, we see how difficult it is, or it may be, to overcome some of the preconceived notions of those all around us about who we are now. Maybe we were different when we were in high school or as a young adult. We were having fun goofing around with our friends. Then we began to notice that was more to life than just going to work and socializing with our friends and having fun. Or maybe we spent all our energy on work, not saving enough energy for our families. Whatever it was, our friends cannot understand why today we are so dedicated to a different way of life. We show them we are dedicated to something greater than ourselves, something that has a greater meaning in our lives, and they don't understand. Maybe they felt left out because you have something that they don't have, a quality of life they lack, a spirit of being that they lack. Maybe this is why the people in Nazareth rejected Jesus. This is what they were thinking about Jesus. They see he has grown in the knowledge of the scriptures. He even knows more than what the teachers in the synagogue know. They see his gain in knowledge and popularity as a loss to themselves. As a result, they resist his teaching and even refuse to allow his healing power to exist among them. Now, Jesus is a special person, and he does not let these reactions to his ministry bother him. He leaves and goes out through the countryside and does his thing, healing and casting out demons. We humans, however, may not be as confident on our ability to ignore the rejection of our friends and neighbors so easily. We're not like Jesus in that way. In this gospel, Jesus teaches us about evangelism. He teaches us that it is okay if someone does not listen to us about what we believe. He teaches us that we can just walk away and shake the dust off our feet. And there's a lesson in his teaching. Our job as bearers of Jesus' message is to witness. In the dictionary, witness means public affirmation by word or example of usually religious faith or conviction. Witness is a verb, meaning something is actually done. In this case, affirmation by word or example. By witnessing, we are showing others that we believe through how we act and by what we say. We are not doing any converting. Conversion, accepting or believing in the message of Jesus, is the work of the Holy Spirit. And this is why Jesus sent his disciples, and why Jesus tells his disciples it is okay to walk away when people do not accept his teaching. Our job is to plant the seeds. It is the Holy Spirit's job to help the seeds of faith grow in someone's heart. If we misunderstand our role in evangelism, it is possible we will be fearful of speaking about our faith to others. Maybe we are fearful of not being able to convert others. However, understanding our role in evangelism, maybe we are fearful of not being able to convert others. However, understanding our role as a disciple to be a witness and not a converter will give us confidence in what Jesus calls us to do. When we have done our witnessing, to be confident that it is just okay to walk away and shake the dust off our feet and let the Holy Spirit do her work. Now this is a story. It's not a typical story of witnessing, but it is a powerful one that took a lot of courage. It is a powerful illustration of the integrity and balance between doing the word and speaking the word that was offered by one Hugh Thompson at the commencement exercises at Emory University several years ago. Honorary degrees are being handed out. The recipients made the requisite speeches. And as often the case, the students chatted through the whole ceremony. In fact, there was only one moment when they actually listened. It was when a man named Hugh Thompson was speaking. Thompson was probably the least educated man there. He did not finish college, choosing instead to enlist in the Army, where he became a helicopter pilot. On March 16, 1968, he was flying a routine patrol in Vietnam when he happened to fly over a village called My Lai, just as American troops under the command of Lieutenant William Calley were slaughtering dozens of unarmed villagers, old men, women, and children. And Thompson set his helicopter down between the troops and the remaining civilians. He ordered his tail gunner to train the helicopter guns on the American soldiers, and he ordered the gunmen to stop killing the villagers. Hugh Thompson's action saved the lives of dozens of people. He was almost court-martialed. It was 30 years before the Army awarded him the Soldier's Cross. As he stood at the microphone, the rowdy students grew still. And then Thompson talked about his faith. Simple words, speaking of what his parents taught him as a child. Thompson said, "They taught me, do unto others as you would have them do unto you." The students were amazed at these words. Words of Jesus, words from Sunday school, words from worship, words of Christian testimony. And they leapt to their feet and gave him a standing ovation. Thompson took a big risk threatening other U.S. soldiers. He witnessed to his Christian beliefs through his actions. You know, it's not always through actions that we're called to witness. In fact, more often than not, witnessing is just telling our story. And this reminds me of something I read about a woman, an Episcopalian, who worked as a clerk in a bookstore. One day, as she arrived at work, she encountered a man dressed as an Hasidic Jew, all in black with a little round hat on, and he had the curls coming down around his ears. After turning on the light, she asked the man if she could help him. He answered yes, and in a soft voice said, "I would like to know about Jesus." The woman directed him to a section in the store where the books about Jesus were and turned to go back downstairs. "No," he said, "don't show me any more books. Tell me what you believe. Tell me what you believe." As she reflected on the moment, she said, "My Episcopalian soul shivered." But she went ahead and, in her own words, courageously told him everything she could. Witnessing by words, witnessing by telling your story about your faith, about what you believe. We never know when we'll be called to be the one that God is working through. As Episcopalians, we are all sent out through our baptismal vows to pray to proclaim the good news of God in Jesus Christ by word and deed. Whatever we witness to how God is acting in our lives, we are living into our baptismal covenant. And God is working through us to show others what it means to be a Christian. Amen.
Amen. Amen.